When you give away your power, you become the victim instead of the champion of life. You allow outside factors to dictate your thoughts, emotions, goals, and opinions. Instead of writing your own saga, you're letting other people do it for you. I want you to understand that you came into this world to create your own experience, and there has never been anyone else like you, and there never will be, which means that you need to take control of your future instead of letting other people do it for you. Giving your power away robs you of vital life energy, that internal fire that gets you out of bed in the morning, and it keeps you moving forward through tough times. And at some point, if it goes on for too long, you will become less confident and stop going after what you want. Instead of following your own intuition, you become reliant on others to do it for you. This is a weak spot to be in because there is no way for anyone else to know what is best for you. Only you can decide this for yourself, which is why we are going to take back your power and use it to build your most triumphant life possible. You and me both know that challenges are inevitable in life. We all go through seasons of winning and others for simply surviving. This is how the entire world works. During spring and summer, all of nature is thriving. Then, during the second half of the year, it buckles down to get through the hardships of winter. But in our modern times, we experience this more rapidly. And that's because we live extremely fast-paced lives and have to wear multiple hats. We all have jobs, families, and friends where we deal with different people and situations every day. It's not like our ancestors who were all part of a smaller tribe. They were around the same group of people at pretty much all times. The men would go out to hunt and the women held the camp together. Nowadays, though, we are all over the damn place from one moment to the next, and we have to tap into different identities depending on the role. If you're a man at work, you're on the warpath to obtain resources for your family. Then when you are at home, you are the loving provider. And when you're with your friends, you're messing around and discussing how you're going to take over the world, or at least that's what you should be doing. And on top of all the different roles, we have modern problems to solve minute by minute. Our ancestors were focused solely on surviving by finding food, shelter, and fighting off predators. And over the years, mankind has done a pretty damn good job at solving those problems for us. But now we have created smaller, non-life-threatening issues that have added more pressure and constant changes in our daily lives. And the only way that we can expect to navigate the constantly changing external world in a confident way is by gaining mastery over our internal environment. That way, we can continue moving forward instead of being defeated by things that are outside of our control. Because let's face it, we have almost zero power over most things in life. We can't control the economy, politicians, the weather, and most importantly, the actions of other people. So devoting a large amount of our energy to it is an absolute waste of time, which is why we need to focus our attention on the things that we can actually control. And the first one is our emotions. Trust me when I say that I know that it's easier said than done to let other people get the best of you. Some people just have a way of pushing your buttons and getting you to the point where you want to slam their head through a brick wall. But let's be honest, who's getting hurt in these situations, assuming you're not actually beating them to death? The answer is you. They aren't losing sleep over what they said or did to you, but here you are, laying in bed at night, allowing it to consume your mind. What's even worse is when you let this carry into the next day or even weeks to come. Instead of conquering life, you are still held up on some bullshit that already happened. And I know that I say this often, but the past is dead, and the only thing that matters is the present and where you are heading. So, what actions are you taking in this moment, and what direction are you moving towards? Because if you're still reliving an event where someone did something that you didn't like, then it means you're shackled to the past and are incapable of moving forward. And I can guarantee you that they have already moved on from it, and that's assuming they even realized their shitty behavior in the first place. The very best thing that you can do is get over what they did as quickly as possible. This doesn't make you weak or passive or anything like that, even though that's what the ego will try to tell you. It just means that you are not allowing someone else to have a negative impact on your life, because that's what all of this comes down to. And it can be the biggest motivator to just start letting shit go. You only have so much time on this earth. Are you really going to allow someone else to ruin your quality of life, especially when they are probably only going to be in the picture for a very short period of time before exiting? I mean, really think about it. The majority of the people will come and go, and I'm not talking about death. This is just the nature of life itself. Everything is fleeting, and that includes the people that you have to deal with. So if that's the case, why should you give a fuck about what they say or do? Unless, of course, they are part of your family and your close inner circle, in which case you have to set boundaries because they are probably not going to be going anywhere. And let's be honest, you most likely don't want them to, even if they do annoy the hell out of you at times. So how do we set clear and defined boundaries? That way, people don't take advantage of you and drain you of your power. If you take a step back, you already know what you're willing to tolerate from other people and what you are not. The issue, though, is that most people are too scared to say anything when someone crosses that line. Maybe it's a lack of confidence, fear of being alone, or some other underlying reason. But at the end of the day, you're letting someone else walk all over you, and you need to speak up because it will just continue to happen if you don't bring it to their attention. This doesn't need to be turned into a big deal or some sort of altercation. If you feel like someone is disrespecting you, just let them know that you don't appreciate it. Usually they will take a step back and be more mindful moving forward. And if it continues, just start distancing yourself from this person. Because here's the thing, if they really value having you in their life, then they will start treating you in a different way. And if they don't, then this probably isn't someone that you want to have around anyways. Now, I know that the thought of doing this can be a little nerve-wracking at first. You almost get sick to your stomach when thinking about confronting another person. But trust me when I say that once you do it, you're going to feel a lot better about the whole damn situation. It's like anything else in life. We are terrified of doing it at first. And once we finally bite that bullet, we realize it wasn't that bad and we were just overthinking the whole situation. It's like the first time that you ask someone out on a date. Your mind starts coming up with all of these crazy scenarios of what might happen, when in reality, it's just a simple yes or no. And if it's a no, then you immediately move on and forget about it an hour later. Confronting someone who is overstepping your boundaries is no different. You're not actually fearful of confrontation. You are fearful of feeling uncomfortable. But here's what happens when you just push it down and let the other person continue to walk all over you. You are absolutely guaranteed to experience anxiety, anger, irritation, and frustration. These are all things that affect you and not the other person, meaning you are the one suffering. But 9 times out of 10, there are actually benefits to confrontation, which I know may sound odd. Being okay with confrontation allows you to become more assertive and courageous in all areas of life, and it can actually strengthen the relationship. Think about when you have an argument with your partner. I mean, yeah, it sucks, but once you repair the situation, you two are closer as a result. So you have to stop viewing confrontation as a negative thing, which is easier said than done. Just make sure it's done in the right way. You don't need to be disrespectful and go on the attack or anything like that. Just let them know that you're not okay with it in the best way possible. This might even mean detaching yourself from the situation so you can cool down and get yourself together. That way you don't lose control of yourself and potentially say or do something that you're going to regret later on, because then you have to deal with that, which is a lot worse. Another way to take back your power is by controlling your time. Time is the most valuable resource that we have. And if we aren't careful, other people will completely rob us of it. You'll spend more time catering to other people's goals instead of your own. And eventually, this might even build some sort of resentment towards the other person, when in reality, you allowed it to happen. No one had a gun to your head telling you that you have to do it. That's a decision that you made, and you can't be pissed off at someone else for it. And the only way to really get a grip on your time is to get clear about your goals and values. What do you consider to be the most important aspects of your life, and who do you want to become? Once you have this figured out, it'll be easier to dictate where you invest your time and energy. And the very best way that I have found to do this is by planning out my day. But in order to do this effectively, you have to first make a list of your top priorities to develop your plan of attack. These will become your non-negotiables and are things that have to get done. For example, my priorities are reading, meditating, exercising, time with family, and my businesses. The reason that these are my top priorities is because they align with my vision of the future. In order for me to create the life that I want, these things have to get done every day. So when I sit down at night to schedule out my next day, I always write those things down first. And from there, I fill in the gaps with other things. The hardest part about all of this, though, is having the courage to say no, because we have to be realistic. We can't do everything, and we definitely cannot please everyone. So you have to keep your vision of the future in your mind's eye at all times and make sure that you are moving in that direction. But if you really want to take back your power and have more energy to dominate life, you're going to have to become more disciplined. Anytime that you give into negative temptations that don't align with who you want to become, you're giving your self-control to an outside factor. Over time, this is going to deplete you of energy and ambition because you are not doing what's in your best interest. Your confidence and your self-worth will decrease, and you will no longer have the drive to climb to the highest peaks of personal success. You will eventually fall into a state of complacency where you're okay with just simply existing. And if there is no growth, then you are essentially stagnant. We've all experienced this when we are mindlessly scrolling on social media. 30 to 60 minutes go by and we feel like it was a complete waste of time. It doesn't propel you forward to get more done. And if anything, it just depletes you of productivity. The same thing happens when we eat shit quality food and sit on the couch binge watching TV. None of these actions are in your best interest or moving you forward. Now compare this to going to the gym, reading, knocking out some work, or anything else that actually requires some sort of effort. It gives you the energy to continue stacking victories. That's why tackling important tasks first thing when you wake up will create the momentum for the rest of the day. When you choose actions that align with your higher purpose, it will give you the drive to continue climbing higher. And your highest purpose is to become the best version of yourself. This is what allows for constant growth and to be of more value to those who depend on you. Now, you can never work towards this end goal of becoming the best version of yourself if you are constantly giving your power away to outside factors, which is why developing self-discipline and emotional control should be the top priority at all times. And the way that you develop this control of yourself is through repetition. Over time, your level of self-awareness will increase, and you will be able to choose actions that give you strength instead of ones that make you weak. And if you need more help with building better discipline, you can download my free tactical guide at norsementality.com. I also make clothing, fitness accessories, and supplements to help you dominate all aspects of life. You can check that out at norsefitness.co. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST15 to save 15% on your first order. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.